101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network radio station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Now they set up quickly. Rodgers takes the snap, back to throw, wide open, left side, touchdown! Wide open, nobody around him, Aaron Jones, and he holds his two hands in the air like, what was that? 6-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Jones.
Wayne, it seems every week this offense just continues to get better and better. It's something to see, isn't it?
Yeah, different people also stepping up. I mean, you lose your two starting wide receivers due to injury, and the running backs and tight ends combined for 20 catches, 241 yards, and 4 touchdowns. I mean, it's like they don't miss a beat. It's just different people each week stepping up and doing it.
I did not realize how well Jamal Williams had developed into a pass catcher. And I know we're not at practice every day. We don't see it like you do, and we don't see the evolution over the span of the last couple of seasons. But holy cow, has he developed into a real fine receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, you know, Nick, he's probably their most complete back when you consider all the things that running backs are asked to do today. Run the football, obviously, catch it, and block and pick up that blitz. He's really become a complete back, and so has Aaron Jones. And both are markedly improved as receivers. And this is a valuable weapon out of the backfield, especially in the kind of offense that Matt LaFleur likes to run.
Well, what a difference that makes for the middle of the field when you can have both of those guys in the backfield and confuse the defense a little bit on what you're going to do. Then tight ends like Tanyan are running free, and you've got those opportunities to do some more things. It's a really, I guess we kind of joked when we called it. I guess it's time to start talking about us like we talk about other teams. Like, we're pretty freaking good.
Yeah, I think so. In terms of the way they're winning games and finding different ways to do it, I think the defense has improved each week, although they took some hits from an injury standpoint last night. But nonetheless, you know, the thing Larry kept talking about offensively was they were getting these running backs open by taking the wide receiver, moving him inside in a crossing route, dragging coverage into coverage. And so that the linebackers are trying to get out to defend the running backs weren't able to get out there unscathed. They had to work around some of the traffic. And just brilliantly conceived offensive schemes that we've seen this year with this offense and what Matt LaFleur has done and Nathaniel Hackett have done in the second year of this offense.
And you know what's fun to watch, Wayne? It's not just different guys stepping up each week or spreading the ball around or all the things that they are doing. They're having historic weeks every week. Devontae's catches in week one and Jones rushing the ball in week two, Lazard in week three, Tanyan in week four, Williams receiving. They're having literally career nights on different weeks. It's incredible to see how all these guys have performed this year.
Yeah, it really is. And you consider, you know, they've had very little time to work in the off season. You know, most all of their off season was by Zoom. You know, the training camp was a ramp up and more of a ramp up than anything else. And so, you know, to come out and execute the way they have offensively, and to go 4 weeks without committing a turnover offensively in this day and age in the NFL, that's really amazing when you think about it. So, you know, I keep thinking with Aaron Rodgers, it's like we're back to 2011. I mean, this is that kind of quarterback that we're seeing now. And, you know, so offensively, a lot to be excited about. And defensively, I think they've gotten incrementally a little better each week. And certainly I thought they did a nice job against Atlanta last night. An Atlanta team that came in SOS, by the way. Save our season for Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought the defense did a nice job. You know, two drives, Atlanta ran 33 plays, 158 yards, and scored 9 points. The other seven drives for the night, 35 plays, 169 yards, 7 points. The other seven drives. So the defense stepped up. The only thing they didn't do was take the ball away. But, you know, that'll come.
You know, and the way they mix it up, Wayne, you know, all the drama with the draft drama about not drafting a wide receiver. All right, we already have a superstar wide receiver, but of course everybody wanted another one. In this offense, you don't need that guy because you're getting the ball to everybody and they don't know where it's going, do they?
Yeah, especially with a quarterback like Rodgers. You know, most offenses, really you do need two receivers. You need a superstar. You need a guy who's pretty darn good, maybe a Pro Bowl caliber receiver on the other side, but I think with Aaron Rodgers, the way he can mix and match people at this stage in his career, I think they can do just fine with what they've got. And I think, you know, Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur knew that going into the draft, so they were able to, you know, strengthen other areas of the football team with that draft. And that surprised people, but nonetheless, once those receivers, the top five receivers in that draft went off the board, you know, they were able to say, hey, listen, we know we've got some good people, and it's just the people on the outside looking in didn't realize how good those people were.
Yep. Should we be surprised, Wayne? It's funny when I talk about it with other people, when we go, man, yeah, we're pretty good, and they go, yeah, you didn't know that? You guys went to the NFC Championship game last year. Are we just looking at it differently because we're embedded in it, and it's a different view for us? Should we even be surprised that they're this good? This is a pretty good team last year and had a pretty good foundation to be poured.
Yeah, I think, Nick, when you get really close to something like this, especially in football, I've found, you know, you get real close and you're watching the team and you start seeing the weaknesses, and they almost kind of, in your eyes, we've talked about now, overshadow the strengths, okay? From the outside, the perspective those people have, wow, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's blowing people away. And you know, they've got Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones scored 19 touchdowns. What's not to like about that team? And then you've got the Z Smith and Preston Smith and those guys over there. And, you know, I mean, we look at it and we say, well, gosh, they gave up all this yardage rushing and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and they need a receiver to emerge next to Devontae Adams. And everyone else on the outside is saying, what are you talking about? That's a darn good football team.
Right.
That offensive line is outstanding. And, you know, one sack last night. I think what's Rodgers been sacked three times all year. That's amazing. You know, I think sometimes, Nick, you're exactly right. We are too close sometimes to the forest to see the trees. And you've got to step away a little bit and say, okay, the context of today's NFL, this is a good football team. And it always has been.
721 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne Larrabee, voice of the Green Bay Packers. Quick time out. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
It's talking football.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrabee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Rodgers alone of the gun, takes the snap on third down. Protection holds up initially. Rodgers waits, throws right side, got a man wide open. Touchdown, and it's Robert Tonyan again dancing in the right corner of the end zone. There is a penalty marker down, but I believe it's going to be against Atlanta.
You know, Wayne, I think every team's goal at this point is to have their own Travis Kelce or their own George Kittle, and it looks like we might be developing one of those guys right here.
Hi, Tonyan.
The Packers drafted their guy, Josiah DeGuara, the rookie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's been slowed by injury, but he's a player they really like, and he went out and down again last night. You know, he's trying to play through some hurts and pains, and hopefully – he'll get back at it. But Tonyan's the guy who's really come to the fore. You know, I think that when you look at him, you know, you look at the guys they've drafted and you say, you know, well, where do they draft Robert Tonyan? And you look up and you say, oh, they never drafted him.
Never did.
One of those guys.
He reminds me of Crabtree.
He's a nice player.
Say that again.
He reminds me of Crabtree.
Yeah, except he's a better player than Crabtree.
Well, yes.
Crabtree was a nice, good player, but this guy's more complete tight end, more of a threat as a receiver.
Well, and the injuries, Wayne, we're discussing a little bit, you know, how they come out of this one a little banged up. But the nice thing about the Packers is, especially when you look around the rest of the league, we at least have the opportunity to get some of our guys back. The catastrophic injuries that have hit so many teams have, fingers crossed, knock on wood, have not hit us going into the bye week now a quarter of the way in.
Yeah, plenty of bumps and bruises, no doubt. They lost last night, at least for the game. Don't know what the long term will be. You know, they lose the cornerback Kevin King, and that was a, you know, significant injury there. But again, we don't know, and we think that Kevin will be back hopefully after the bye week. Same thing for Josiah DeGuara and several others. Maybe you get Devontae back, I'm sure, after the bye week. Kenny Clark could come back. So, yeah, you could be getting a little bit stronger, I think, after this bye week. And by the way, there's almost no bad time to get a bye in the NFL. So
no,
this one comes at a good time for the Packers, going into the fifth week of the season.
And really, the later you can go into the season, and if you can get through, like Nick said, the first 4 or 5 weeks without a catastrophic injury, you're looking pretty good then. Because
knock on wood.
Coming up just ahead are the meat of the schedule at Tampa, at Houston, Minnesota comes to Green Bay. and at San Francisco. So coming out of the bye, three or four games on the road, and we'll know by the end of November 5th, you know, what the Packers have for the long term.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a nice week off. 4-0 at the week off feels so sweet.
What are you doing on your bye week, Wayne? Anything?
Yeah, no, staying shuttered in.
Not a boy. Yeah. There you go.
You're not traveling, huh?
You should stop by this place in West Dallas. We're going to be doing some taste testing later if you want to stay tuned and listen in.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
Those
Rice Krispie treats.
Right?
Some Rice Krispie treats, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new place in Stally. We're checking it out this
yes.
morning.
So.
Awesome, buddy.
Hey, sounds like a
All right.
great week off. We're going to maybe get some Rice Krispie treats in West Dallas.
Wayne, enjoy your week off. We'll talk to you in a couple, okay?
All right, you sound good, guys.
Thank you, buddy. And that'll do it for Talking Football here on IXX.